I think I just talk uninterrupted.
Okay.
If that's okay.
That's okay.
Okay. But I want you to listen.
I'm listening.
So earlier today, I tweeted out something. I said, essentially, I missed when sports was unifying and when it wasn't all politically divisive. That's what I said earlier today on Twitter. And the more I thought about it, and somebody called me out on it and goes, hey, what did, you know, has sports ever not been divisive?
Right, right.
And I started to think, you know what? That's probably right. Sports, I was watching the ESPYs yesterday, and every single thing that happened seemed to be a political statement, a gender statement, a racial statement. It all felt that way, from the Arthur Ashe Award with Bill Russell to the gymnast who won Best Play, who was giving a speech about women's empowerment, to the U.S. women's soccer team. And everything just felt all of a sudden so divisive, where everyone's on a side. And that bothered me. And it started to hit me. Sports has always been intertwined with politics. It doesn't matter whether it's ancient Greece and the Olympics and the city-states and all that. It doesn't matter if it's the USA boycotting the Moscow Olympics, Muhammad Ali being a draft dodger, the Miracle on Ice, the black power symbol at the 68 Olympics, Jesse Owens dominating in the face of Adolf Hitler. Sports has always been a political statement in some ways. It's always been intertwined with politics. It's always been political propped up for political propaganda in some ways. So I think, and I hope, that I probably speak for a lot of people, that maybe what we're really wishing for is not for sports to just be sports again, because I don't think sports has ever been sports. We always say, it's just a game. They get paid millions to play a game. Well, is sports really just a game, Arnie? It doesn't feel like that. It feels like it's always been more than a game. And maybe what I'm rooting for is not for sports to go back to being just sports, because it's never been just sports, apparently. I think what I'm rooting for is I just wish I had my sports innocence back. I just wish that I could watch a sporting event now like I did when I was 10, where to me it was just a game, and it didn't immediately turn to what does it mean, who does it impact, how does it impact them, what does it mean for this group or that group, and how does it slight this group or that group, and what about this White House visit, and what about that, this, and this, that. I just miss my sporting innocence. At about 11 years old, I realized that sports wasn't about a game, it was about money. And then a little bit around that time, too, I realized that sports is intertwined with all these other social, racial, gender issues. And I understand how important all of those things have become. We don't get where we are in a society if sports didn't help push the needle. I'm appreciative of all of that. I just miss the sports innocence that I had when I was younger, of being able to watch something without wondering what impact it had on something
else. Well, you just didn't know better, because we didn't have social media. You weren't involved. You didn't know about everybody's private stuff, private life, what goes on here. But we've always had this. You went through all of them, the Muhammad Ali, the Jesse Owens. I mean, can you imagine, competing in front of Hitler? There was no romance there. There's no sports innocence in that one. You're talking about people that broke the color barrier, Jackie Robinson, Branch Rickey. Imagine what they were called. So there was no sports innocence even way before you were born,
no,
Brady.
Even before I was born.
It's always been quite. And you mentioned Tommy Smith and John Carlos. By the way, I had John Carlos on my show.
Did you really?
Yes.
I can imagine how
it was remarkable. He's a PE teacher in Palm Springs. But, it's always been there.
It's never been just a game.
The innocence maybe you're talking about is taking your baseball cards and putting them into the wheels of your bicycle and going around back then. But, again, that's a whole nother time, and we'll never get that time back. There's no such thing as sports innocence. We just didn't know better at the time because we didn't have social media.
Well, that's fine. Whether it's innocence or naivete, I just miss that. Okay, I don't have any problem. Look, we can disagree with their methodology. It doesn't bother me that Colin Kaepernick has a message. It doesn't bother me that Megan Rapinoe has a message. It doesn't bother me that the black power symbol in the 68. None of that bothers me. It just bothers me that, because, again, society doesn't advance without sports. I understand that. Society's not where it is if Jackie Robinson doesn't break the color barrier. I'm not resentful of any of that any of those movements. I'm just resentful that now you can't watch the game as if it's just a game, because it's not. And it's never been just a game. You just weren't old enough to realize it, like you said.
Yeah.
And I just miss a time where, look, when I remember watching the 99 Women's World Cup, and I remember watching when Brandi Chastain scores and she removes the shirt. I remember just watching that and thinking, wow, here's America, a country that hasn't really been good at soccer before, that's finally gotten good at soccer. And I thought that was really, really cool.
Yeah, but they were complaining about women's rights at that time also.
No, I know that. And I'm saying, but I didn't know that at the time.
Right.
Okay? I just look at it as, wow, we won a championship, and that was a lot of fun to watch. And now 20 years later, I can't watch the Women's World Cup and watch them win the championship in the same way, because there's all these different parameters and all these different obstacles and all these different viewpoints that now you have to consider, and you're being forced to take a side. It's like you're either with Megan Rapinoe on her stance or you're with the president, and it just feels like we just won a championship in our country, and you're instantly forced to take a side as to whose side you agree with. And that just bothers me because, again, it's always been that way. I just didn't know it.
Well, since you bring up Megan Rapinoe, it's not whether you agree with her on, you know, how much women should get paid. Everybody thinks there should be equal pay. Though, if you listen to Clay this morning, he thinks that the women get paid more than the men. And the way he did his math, it made sense to me. But I think Megan Rapinoe's wrong in dropping the F-bomb about the president. I think she was wrong in dropping the F-bomb on national TV.
That was yesterday at the parade, right?
Not a big deal, but... You know, if you want to make your point across, dropping F-bombs on TV is a way not to get their point across. But, I mean, as for that, though, like I said, there's no innocence. It was just that you're young and more naive and not know the situation. And now with social media, we know that everything is going on. You know what I mean?
What was the moment, and maybe you didn't even know it at the time, but what's the first time you remember now sports being intertwined with politics? Like, where did that innocence go away for you? What was the first thing where you're like, okay, this isn't just a game; it's something more.
Well, I knew as a kid, though.
Look, it might have happened when you were six. It might have happened when you were 16. There's no definite time.
But I mean, you know, as I got older, I mean, the Olympic boycott was a big thing.
1980.
That was a big, big time. I mean, the athletes were upset. They worked all their lives for. I was only 17 years old. That was a big, big story. We knew that it was coming, and then the Soviets, I think, boycotted the Olympics after that, I believe. But
well, the Miracle on Ice was 1980, that they played each other in 1980 in the Winter Olympics.
It was the Summer Olympics, right.
Where there was a boycott, right, in Moscow.
And Jay says Muhammad Ali, who he says he never threw his medal into the river. I'm going to go ahead and say that I think he did. I think he just tried to cover it up. But that was a big story. Remember, he... and lost his license to box.
Yeah.
They had yanked that away from him. They took that away from him. So it's always, we're intertwined. My wife says when Carter canceled the Olympics, we brought that up also. There's always been, politics and controversy when I was growing up. And there is now because of social media, but we were hit hard, especially with the boycott.
For me, it was 2001. So I was 12 years old,
right?
Maybe 11, about to be 12. But it was after 9/11 when George Bush comes out and throws out the first pitch at the 2001 World Series.
Paul Milton just said,
That was for me where I realized that, okay, sports was something different, where sports meant more. And the act of George Bush going out and throwing out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium in New York, where the towers were hit, or where the Twin Towers were hit, then I realized that George Bush going out and throwing out that first pitch, that was a symbol. Okay,
right.
Sports wasn't a sport anymore at that point for me. That was a symbol, and it was a symbol of pride and of American power. And that, for me, is where the lines got blurred to where, okay, sports isn't just a game anymore.
I think a big part, and I think the biggest mistake we ever made, was when John Kennedy was assassinated, and the NFL had to decide whether they were going to play games on that Sunday or not. The NFL decided that they were going to play games on that Sunday, and to this day, that has become the biggest, perhaps, regret in not only the NFL, Brady, but maybe in all of sports. I forget which commissioner said this, but they said that was the darkest day when we decided to play football. I believe they played football, if I remember correctly, after Kennedy's death. That was probably their biggest mistake.